1888. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here we go for another hour of Auto World, and we thank you very much for being a part of it. And don't be a stranger by any means. You can dial into us toll-free from anywhere across North America, or you can shoot me an email, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am here to help you out at bob@autoworldradio.com. We have a number of stations that take us on tape delay, so don't be a stranger. You can email a question for one of our guests, and I will get that question over to the guest, even if you're hearing us at a later time than when it was first broadcast. Our telephone number is active and available at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Now, we're going to go to one of our favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he joins us from a very important auction, which is happening right now as we speak down in Florida. Let's welcome Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Bob, from Fort Lauderdale. Everything is just, this is what Florida weather should be.
That sounds like an absolute ideal day weather-wise for an Auctions America sale. Tell us a little bit about this sale.
It's the first auction this year. I'm able to cover it short pants. Anyway, well, we're in the third and final day of a three-day auction. This is Donnie Gould is the leader of Auctions America. I think this is their sixth year here in Fort Lauderdale. They're doing it at the Convention Center downtown Fort Lauderdale, or right what they call by the cruise port. And today we'll see the end of 495 cars crossing the auction block. About 95 of those cars are going across the block today. Several estate collections are here being offered at no reserve. So far, we have seen phenomenal sales. It's just really very, very strong numbers. I talked to a couple of people that told me, oh, I'm going to be buying this car. I'm stepping up and going to buy this car. And they're turning to me afterwards going, I thought I was going to buy the car. They're just very strong numbers here. Collector car hobby has been extremely strong, and last week up in Amelia Island, we saw over $66 million in sales. I would say here, last year they did $17 million. I would say they're on the track of well over $20 million here this weekend.
Wow, that is an absolutely staggering number. Let's talk about some of the big sales that occurred yesterday. I understand a Shelby Cobra from 1963, this is an original roadster, went for some pretty big dollars.
Right. It was a 1963 Shelby Cobra. Now, it had been born with a small block 260 V8. And early in its life, believed at the factory, they upgraded it to a 289. Beautiful condition, little silver bullet there. Hammered, sold at $750,000. Put the commission on top of that. Total price, $825,000. And that's the big ticket item here in Fort Lauderdale. Falling not too far behind was a 1973 Ferrari 365 GTB coupe. Nice original car. Really like these. We've been watching these go into the $700,000 and $800,000 range. This one hammered sold at $550,000 with the commission that's just a little over $605,000. Those are your two big top sales.
That's pretty big numbers to say the least. And I also understand that in the muscle car realm, yesterday, a 426 Hemi from 1970, this one in a Plymouth Roadrunner, hammered for some pretty serious change as well.
Yeah, it was probably the most, even though they were bigger dollar cars, this car was the most exciting. First of all, the condition was just superb. Genuine 426 Hemi, numbers matching, Superbird. When it was on the block, it kind of came up, there was seller listed the reserve at $190,000, and it was like opening a floodgate. All of a sudden, there were people who weren't bidding, now bidding. There was a four-way race going. Four different bidders were on the car, jumping it at $5,000 a pop until the hammer finally came down at $290,000. And, I mean, really, the crowd was on its feet. They were cheering at every bump in the bid. And it was probably the most excitement we've seen at Fort Lauderdale for quite some time. Again, sold to $290,000 with the sales commission of 10%. That made it $319,000. And shows that the Mopar muscle is starting to come back up in the collector car world.
That's interesting, because for a while there, you know, it went to kind of astronomical prices and then came down a bit. So you're seeing them starting to move up. That's good news for lovers and owners, especially of Hemi-powered machines.
Well, I think in 2008, saying coming down a bit is a understatement. I mean, the market crashed in 2008. Reality started setting in. We're seeing the prices come back up, but I think it's more the collector interest rather than it is somebody saying, I want to spend $1 million on a car. I remember watching a Hemi Cuda sell at an RM sale in Monterey, or, sorry, in Phoenix for $3.6 million. And I was thinking, if I had $3.6 million, I'd be buying something a little more substantial than a Hemi Cuda. I'd be, you know, looking at some big packets, a Duesenberger 2, Candy 15, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Phil Skinner about the sale, the Auctions America sale that's going on right now, or if you'd like to ask a free estimate of value, if you want to tell us a car story about your first car, or a little bit earlier in the previous hour of the broadcast, I was asking you about the original Mustang, the 1964 and a half Mustang, because 2014 is indeed the 50th anniversary of the Mustang. They're going to be celebrating at the New York Auto Show, as well as concurrently in Las Vegas at the Motor Speedway and down in Charlotte at the Motor Speedway. But where were you? Do you remember the first time that you saw this very, very cool car for its day? It's still cool as far as I'm concerned here all these years later. That original 64 and a half Mustang, or even a 65 Mustang, do you remember? Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Phil, last weekend you were up at Amelia Island covering all the sales there, three different sales, and I believe this week you took a little detour over to Georgia. Did you indeed do that, and how was it?
We had a bug in our ear. We heard there was a couple of great collections of vintage cars up in Georgia in, of all places, part yards, and I love old car part yards. So, yeah, we did do a little side visit to A&B Auto Parts in Waycross, Georgia. Then we visited a very unusual chap, or unique chap, up in LaGrange, Georgia, by the name of Mark Wall. Guy was 77 years old, very spry. I mean, this guy was running circles around me. And he has a wrecking yard with about 1,300 vintage cars in it, a lot of them dating back to the 30s. And then, in fact, the TV show Pickers actually came to his location about a year ago and bought a number of non-automotive things from him, because he also deals in antiques. And it was a very fun and interesting adventure, and I think a friend of yours is the one who turned me on to it, and that's Don Jones?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had some fun and got an opportunity to check out that very unique place there in LaGrange. I've heard a lot of stories about it. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. When we come back from our upcoming break here, we're going to talk a little bit about the 50th anniversary of the Mustang. And again, we'd love for you guys to share your personal stories about the first glimpse that you had of this iconic vehicle back in 1964 and a half. 1964, to be exact. This is Auto World. We're live across North America. Don't go away. My name is Bob Lyon.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or states? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving, Cadillac there?
He's on the road again. Phil Skinner, collector car and market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, joining us live from Fort Lauderdale, where the Auctions America sale is ongoing, and lots of folks in attendance, including Phil in shorts. And Phil, how was the crowds at this sale? I applaud the Auctions America folks for having vehicles for all kinds of folks with all different size budgets. I would imagine that the crowd is a little bit different than the crowd of last weekend at Amelia Island.
Yes, last week at Amelia Island, if you didn't have at least nine figures in your checking account, and that's not the decimal part, you were pretty much, you know, you're a pauper there. Here, this is more the working crowd, but there's also some very well-heeled buyers here, buying for their collections, buying for their private museums. And, but we've seen kind of the gamut of everything. I just talked to a guy, he said he had twin daughters, just bought a new house, and he was here looking at a Ferrari 328. So there's a little of everybody here, season collectors. And just before we came on the air, I was talking to a dealer, a guy named Glenn Weeks, who's been in the business since the 50s, selling cars from the 30s. And he is an expert in the early Ford V8 world. And he sat there and said, this has been, the market right now is about as strong as it's ever been for those cars. And he's here looking to add some cars to his inventory and probably take them to another sale and try to make a few dollars on them.
Makes sense. Absolutely. I understand that you're going to be heading to San Antonio, Texas on March 29th for a big sale. Tell us about that.
That's right. 2 weeks from yesterday, Dan Cruz Classics is doing his fifth annual sale in San Antonio. It's at the Freeman Coliseum in the Exposition Hall. And, again, if we have any of our listeners in the San Antonio area who would like to come to visit, you know, this could be Austin or as far away as, say, Kerrville, even Junction City, or even far down at Dallas or Houston, want to come up to San Antonio on Saturday the 29th, if they drop me an email at pskinner@kbb.com, I have 10 tickets for two people. Absolutely free admission. Come on down and enjoy. And who knows, you may go home with a car of your own. And that sale is really has everything from entry level to high end classics there. So you never know what you're going to find at the Dan Cruz sale.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil, so much for your generosity.
And by the way, a shout out to Dan Cruz. Today is his birthday. And he gave me $5, so I promise not to tell anybody what year it is.
Very good. San Antonio is a cool place, so for all of our listeners in that neck of the woods, or if you're in Texas or would like to take a little cruise down, definitely take Phil up on his very generous offer. Just email him at pskinner@kbb.com. Speaking of kbb.com, Phil, why don't we take a moment to remind folks about all the cool stuff that can be found there free of charge.
That's right. Kelley Blue Book has really become the leader in for people looking to buy new cars or even used cars. We have a number of great tools that are absolutely free to the consumer. And what we have just initiated into our used car world, and we've had it in our used car world for about 6 months, is like a speedometer gauge that will actually show you what people in your area have been paying for the cars you're interested in. So say you're interested in buying a new, say Chevrolet Corvette. You put in your local zip code, put in the equipment you want, and it will show you, here's what the retail MSRP is, and here's what the people in your area have been able to pay for it, because we're receiving reports from dealerships all over the country, and it gives us a real great gauge on exactly where the car market is. It gives you an extra tool when you go in to negotiate for your price, which, again, you can make contact with the dealership through KBB.com and get your price settled, walk in there and say, hey, I want that car.
That sounds like a great plan. Our telephone number, again, if you'd like a free estimate of value, 855-660-4261. Maybe you have a car that you've held on to and would like to know what it's worth today in 2014. Maybe you have a car that you once owned and are curious as to what it would be worth today if you had held on to it. Perhaps you're getting into the collector car hobby and would like some advice, or you're going to your first auction and need to understand some of that auction lingo. Phil can help you out free of charge. Bob@autoworldradio.com or 855-660-4261. Phil, I touched a little bit earlier in a previous hour of the broadcast about the 50th anniversary of the Ford Mustang, which is coming up in April. It's a big celebration, to say the least, because when you stop and think about it, there aren't that many vehicles. I mean, the Corvette is now 60 years old. You've got the Porsche 911, also 50-plus years old, and the Ford Mustang. And, of course, the Chevrolet Suburban goes way back, too. But it's unusual for a nameplate to last this long. Do you remember where you were when you first saw your first 64-and-a-half Mustang?
I do remember. I grew up in the little town of Linwood, California, and we had a Ford dealer in town, Bob Kiefer, the lonely Linwood Ford dealer. And I was in seventh grade, and being car crazy in the seventh grade even. I remember getting on our bikes after school, and we load over to Bob Kiefer, and he had a poppy red convertible on the showroom floor, and all we wanted to do was look at it. And as we were there, they were putting a sold sticker on it.
Oh, wow. We should touch on
it. About a week later, my brother's wife drove home a new Mustang with a 4-speed and a D-code 289, 210-horsepower V8 engine.
No kidding. What a cool ride. And the way Ford executed this, I mean, Lee Iacocca was really a marketing genius. And, of course, you have to go back to that era when there were only the three traditional network television opportunities for folks to look at. You could only look at ABC, CBS, or NBC. And Ford did a great job of having advertisements simultaneously on all three of those networks before they hit the dealership level, and they covered the dealership windows up with paper, and folks lined up in droves just to check it out on that first day.
On April 17, 1964, and what's really kind of interesting to, I guess, note about that is, as much as we go for the Mustang, and I know they're big, did you know that on April 1st, 2 weeks earlier, Plymouth brought out the Barracuda, which was really the first sport compact based off the Valiant, just as the Falcon, or the Mustang, believe it or not, is actually based on a Ford Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting factoid. So really the Barracuda beat the Mustang into this new category of vehicles.
But again, what you're saying is the Mustang has 50 years of continuous production. Remember, there were no 1983 Corvettes, so there's 1 year missing.
That's true.
Yeah, Corvette. So
it's a really good point.
Mustang's done very well.
Straight ahead, more with our buddy Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Bill Skinner joins us, collector car and market editors for the Kelley Blue Book. You know what that means. Here's an opportunity to get a free estimate of value or advice on your collector car, classic car, rare car, unusual car, your dad's car, your granddad's car. Any particular car story, we'd love to hear from you. If you've ever encountered a car hidden away, a barn find, a field find, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or emails. A number have popped in here at bob@autoworldradio.com. We've been talking about the year 1964. That's the year that the Ford Mustang came on the scene, April 17, 1964. And as Phil pointed out, Plymouth actually introduced the Barracuda on April 1st of 1964. But 64 was also an important year for another important vehicle, and that was the Pontiac GTO. Tell us about that, Phil.
That's right. That was another car that started off as General Motors had a dictate that said you couldn't put big engines into smaller cars, but you could have accessories that would accessorize the car. So they came up with what they called the GTO package for the Pontiac Le Mans series. And that was a combination of John DeLorean and a guy named Jim Wangers. We lost John DeLorean a few years back, but Jim Wangers is still out there going strong and out there beating the drums, telling everybody about the wonders of the GTO to this day. And as we know, GTO became the great one. It was a very, very fast. It was the idea of putting a big engine into a smaller car, and it created, it is the grandfather of the muscle car industry. Today, Pontiac GTOs, the original ones, are in the $75,000 to $80,000 range for a coupe, a little bit more for a hardtop, and for a convertible, $120,000 to $130,000 range. Then if you have tri-car, three deuces and a four-speed, sounds like a song lyric. So anyway, if you add that to it, it even takes the price up higher. But one of the things that a person really has to be careful of the early GTOs, particularly the 1964, 1965 model, there is nothing in the VIN code that tells you it is a GTO. There is a service out there called Pontiac Historical Society, or PHS, and they do have all the production documents for Pontiacs of that era. You send in your car's ID number, they actually send you the build sheet, and on the build sheet is where it would indicate that the GTO items had been applied to your car. Starting in 1966, the GTO's ID number actually was specific to the GTO. But 64, 65, which are the most popular years, have to be very careful when you're out buying one of those.
Got a question coming in here from Alex, listening in Massachusetts on AM 1170 WDIS, just outside of Boston. And he would like to know if Phil can tell us a little bit more about the history of the Pontiac Firebird and how that vehicle came to be.
Well, the Firebird was kind of developed alongside of the Chevrolet Camaro. Once the Mustang came out, Ford really caught Chevrolet with, shall we say, their knickers down. It was a real quick put it together, just like the Mustang was based off the Ford Falcon. The Camaro is based off the Chevy 2, which became the Nova. And while the Nova was a performance car, it just wasn't a sport coupe such as the Mustang and what eventually the Barracuda came in to be. So it was a kind of a crash program to get the Camaro to market. And Pontiac, because they shared a lot of basic engineering in the bodies, Pontiac had decided we better have one also. That was what the nucleus was of the Firebird. And the Firebird became very popular with collectors and buyers and performance buffs. In fact, they offered a 400 cubic inch V8 engine in the Firebird. So it was a performance car. The biggest engine you could get in a 67 Camaro was 396 cubic inches. So there was a kind of a intercompany competition there. Of course, in 1969, the Firebird spawned a little thing called the Trans Am. Mm-hmm. 69, very limited production. And something you don't realize, for every Pontiac Trans Am that Pontiac produced, they had to send a $5 check to the Sports Car Club of America, because the FCCA had a copyright on the word Trans Am.
No That's kidding.
You may not have known that there was every Pontiac Trans Am to this, well, until the day that Pontiac went out of business. Every time they sold a Trans Am, the FCCA got a $5 check.
And for a while there, I mean, I stop and think about the late 70s, and this wasn't the benchmark of Trans Am performance, but boy, they sold a ton back in the late 70s.
Yeah, we figured 25,000 cars sold in like 1979, and at $5 a pop, that's $125,000. And in 1979, $125,000 was probably comparable to close to $1 million today. So the FCCA coffers were kept pretty healthy during the 70s and into the 80s and even into the 90s.
Amazing how things have changed in a short period of time. That's pretty scary when you stop and think about $125,000 in 1979 being the equivalent of $1 million today. Here's another historical question and a good one for Phil. Thanks, folks, for emailing in these historical questions. I definitely very much love hearing this. This is Chuck. Chuck is in Washington State outside of Seattle. He says he really enjoys listening to us, Phil, and he would like to know if Phil could explain how Chevrolet started their SS program, and over the years, how many different Chevrolet models have had the SS designation. That's an interesting question.
Wow, great. Well, we know SS, standing for Supersport, first appeared as, again, an option package in 1961 on the full-size Chevrolet base. It didn't actually become a model unto itself until, I believe, 1963, 64, before it became a package on the full-size Impala. When the Chevelle came out in 1964, they had the Malibu and the Sport Edition, was the Malibu SS. And this also eventually grew into the Chevelle SS, or Super Sport. Again, 1966 was the first year. The VIN code actually spelled out that the car was an SS, and they continued that well into the 1970s. Other cars that have the SS nomenclature, the Chevy 2 Nova had an SS edition, also starting in 1964, I believe, 63, 64. It wasn't as much a power upgrade as it was cosmetics. Bucket seats, high-class wheels, a little bit of nicer trim. But you could get the SS on a Nova with either a 6 or an 8. And then later on, when Camaro came out, they offered a Super Sport edition. Corvette never had a Super Sport. There was never a Chevrolet Corvette SS. There was never a Chevrolet Vega SS. But a lot of people don't know it, that the Monte Carlo, which was their personal luxury car, started in 1970 from Chevrolet. There was a Monte Carlo SS, and one of the most desired collectors there today would be finding a 454 cubic inch SS Monte Carlo from 1970 or 71.
Great information from Phil Skinner here on Auto World. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email. We're getting a lot of emails here, bob@autoworldradio.com. And again, we'd love to poll you on the absolute first time that you guys got an opportunity to check out the 64 and a half Mustang. When we come back on the other side, let's see, 1, 2, 3 more emails for Phil. We'll put calls ahead of those at 855-660-4261.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, the collector car market editor from the Kelley Blue Book, is joining us live from the Auctions America sale down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Phil, will the auction be going on all throughout this afternoon?
The sale is expected really only to go for about another 2 or 3 hours. We have about 60 cars left to be going over the block this afternoon. And then we'll be wrapping it all up. And so this sale's almost over. If you're in the Fort Lauderdale area, wanted to come down, it hits the tail end of it. But you would get to see a lot of the cars that have already gone over the block. There's over almost 400 cars left in the auction building itself. But the nice thing is everything is under one roof here.
And that makes a big difference, no question. Let's dive into some of these emails here. First, we've got Lionel, who is writing us from Missouri. And Lionel is the proud owner of an interesting car here from the 1970s. He's got a Lancia Beta Scorpion. Now, that's a rare vehicle from 1976. He says the vehicle has been parked for many, many years. It hasn't been started in more than 20. Is this a vehicle worth restoration? What do you think about that one, Phil?
Those wonderful little launches. I hate to say that car has been sitting for 20 years. I really think it's time for it to be donated to the local crusher. The finding parts for those launches is not easy, and they're a little tricky. And I hate to say 1976, that's about time for that car to be given a burial at the crusher. I'm sorry, Lionel.
Well, I mean, that happens. There's no question. And Lionel, we thank you very much for that question. We also got a question here from Barry, who is listening in California. And Barry would like some advice. He says, he hears us on the radio talking about all these auctions. He's never been to a classic car auction. What would Phil recommend for someone who has never been to one? What's a good starter auction?
Well, being in California, I'm not sure what part of California he's in. You should find a local collector car auction. In Southern California, every February and November, Palm Springs, Keith McCormick runs a good sale, about 500 cars. It's a good sale to go to and kind of get a feel for what's happening, watch what's happening, see how the auction system works, see who's bidding on a car, how the bids are taken, and just try to understand. That would be the best place to start. The Northern California area, I would have to say something like Hot August Nights in August. Barrett Jackson does their sale. Be kind of worth scooting over to that. There aren't many options in the Northern California area that I could think of. Kind of a little bit dry in that place. But Pacific Northwest, we have Mitch Silver. They do several sales. And the Mitch Silver sales are, like I say, they're really entry-level. They're a lot of fun. And you can find some real bargains. You never know what's going to show up at those little sales. They're on a plane with, like, a Dan Cruz sale in Texas or a guy named Brian Douglas out of Colorado does specialty auctions. These are smaller sales, and they're just a lot of fun. Sherm Smith from Missouri, he just did a sale last week in Cape Girardeau. East Coast or smaller sales like what was held last week in Greensboro, North Carolina, or even today in Bradenton, Florida, a guy by the name of Tom, I'm going to say Tom Murray, I may be wrong on that last name, but there are sales going on all over the country, so just keep your eye open for a small local sale. Get your feet wet, go over there, maybe get a bidder's number, and just observe first, then put your hand in the air and dream car.
Great advice, Phil. Another question, this one is from Karen in Vermont, and Karen says her first car in college was the original Volkswagen Beetle, and she would like to get an older Beetle and restore it. Is there any particular years that she should stay away from? What would be a good Beetle to purchase and restore just for fun?
I would say the only ones you wouldn't want to really invest a whole lot of money in would be the ones from about 1972 to 1977. That was the last year of the Beetle sedan. The convertible went till 78. The convertibles, there would be worth putting an investment into, but anything from about 1972 back to 1950, in that era, there is not a Volkswagen out there that is a bad car as far as being a collector. As long as it's a good, solid, rust-free vehicle. We watched a very, very nice 1965 coupe sell here on Friday. I call it a coupe. Some people call it a sedan. Sold on Friday for $7,000, and everybody thought that was a bargain. And for convertibles, you're looking at about twice that price, $14,000, $15,000. For a nice running unit out of the mid-60s.
Very good advice from Phil Skinner. Phil, remind all of our listeners again, if you're near San Antonio, Texas, if you're traveling to that neck of the woods, there's a big sale coming up March 29th, and this is going to be at the Exposition Hall of the Freeman Coliseum. That's where the San Antonio Spurs play basketball, and it's a Dan Cruz Classic auction. And, Phil, you very generously are asking listeners to email you up and remind folks what you're going to get those lucky few.
Yeah. Just drop me an email, and I'll have two free passes for you to Dan Cruz Classic auction. That will be Saturday, March 29th, the Freeman Coliseum, the Exposition Hall at the Freeman Coliseum. And about 200 collector cars going to be offered on that one day. A lot of fun. And I want you to come down. This would be the type of sale, if you've never been to an auction, this is the type you want to go to. And getting free admission makes it even more exciting.
No question. It's always fun to go to your first auction, and I agree with you. Kind of start with a local show and move your way up to some of the bigger ones. My first one I ever went to was a Barrett Jackson sale, and that can be quite overwhelming, to say the least. So start, take Phil's advice, and start on the smaller side of the fence. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And here's a good question and a good plug for the Kelley Blue Book. This comes from James. James is in San Francisco, California, and wants to know, does KBB have an online site or a place that he can go to find out some of these collector car values? Well, you've got yourself a really cool book, so tell them about that.
Well, unfortunately, we do not have online values at KBB.com for cars beyond 1994. However, as a listener to Bob Long's Auto World, if you send me an email to pcenter@kbb.com, give me a little bit of a description about your car, the cars you're interested in, I'd be glad to provide for you an estimate of the value at no charge. Then that's a freebie just by contacting me at pskinner@kbb.com. Or if you contact our anybody at Kelley Blue Book, our customer service department, tell me you want to speak to Phil Skinner. They'll put you through, and we'll give you the values you're looking for. Hopefully you'll find out you have a treasure in your garage.
Absolutely. You hear about it every day. I mean, I saw a picture on Facebook the other day with an old, it was, speaking of Trans Ams, it was an old early Trans Am SD that looked like it needed a tremendous amount of restoration, but certainly, you know, tucked away back in the early 70s and has been sitting there ever since. So there are cars out there like that, Phil.
Well, there's a whole culture called barn finds. These are cars that were parked 30 years ago. And as we've seen at the Gooding auction, some of these cars can be quite substantially financially rewarding. Just last January at the Gooding auction, they had a Mercedes 300 SL that had been parked in a garage in a not exactly high-class neighborhood. It was in a suburban home backyard garage. Car had been parked in 1983, brought it to auction. $1,475,000 on the hammer plus 10%, and restorative samples aren't bringing that much.
Amazing. P. Skinner at KBB.com. Get those free tickets from San Antonio, courtesy of Phil Skinner. Phil, thank you, my friend. And
happy birthday, Dan Cruz.
All right. Say hello to everybody at Auctions America for me. Take care. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8334.